It's Tuesday, the 17th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audioboo audio blog. I'm hands-free on my way to work at the moment. It looks like it's going to be another lovely day. There's blue sky and a few clouds, but it's not so bad. And I wanted to talk today about something we're doing at work over the next few weeks. My boss does a lot of fundraising for charity, and he's always looking for new ways of raising money, and he's set up what he's calling a summer slimathon. And the basic deal is, to enter the slimathon, you pay £5 to charity. He's got a nominated charity that he supports, and so we all pay £5 to the charity to start the slimathon. And then the 16th of June, which was yesterday, we all had to weigh ourselves for the first time. Now, the important thing is we don't have to tell him our weights. We just weigh ourselves to see where we're starting from. And then over the next 6 weeks, every Monday, we need to weigh ourselves again and email my boss with whether we've gained or lost and how much we've gained or lost. So we never say where we started from, but we just say how many pounds we gained or lost each week. If you lose, that's great. If you gain, you pay a £1 fine to the charity and carry on next week. So it's a bit of a sort of no-lose situation, really, because if you lose weight, that's great, you lose weight. If you don't lose weight, you give money to charity, so that's also good. I think I recorded a boo a few weeks ago about trying to eat more sensibly, eat fresh food cooked from scratch a lot more. Over the last few weeks, that's completely gone to pot. I've got very lazy, I've been eating bowls of cereal all throughout the day and relying on ready meals and takeaways and generally going back to my old habits again. So I'm using this slimathon as an excuse to try and sort myself out again. I'm also primarily focusing for the first time on exercise rather than necessarily diet, because I am more and more of the opinion that what I really need to do is get exercise into my life, and I've mentioned this before as well, I'm fairly sure, but I'm trying to do a two-pronged attack. Over a year ago, I bought this exercise program called Mutu, which is an exercise program specifically designed to target mummy tummy, and my tummy is a problem area for me. It was a problem before I had kids, and since having kids, it's even more of a problem. The muscles are stretched and not doing what they need, and I still look pregnant, and I hate it. Completely hate it. So I thought this sounded like a really good program to try, because it sounded like it was designed to tackle exactly the areas that I need to tackle. And as with all things, the problem I had was starting it, and it's, in terms of an exercise program, it's not too taxing. When I first start off, I need to do 20 minutes of exercise a day. And these are a combination of stretches and yoga-type moves and core strengthening exercises aimed at sorting out the muscular area around the tummy primarily. And try to walk every day, do a little bit of walking exercise. And I've always struggled with knowing what time of day, when to actually do exercise. And eventually I've thought, you know what, I'm going to use the slimathon, I'm just going to bite the bullet, and I'm just going to try and get up in the morning, do the exercise, and if the kids join me, the kids join me. Now, Catherine thinks it's fabulous. She's an early riser, she's always awake before I am. And so this morning was the first morning I managed to do the full set of exercises. I did a trial run on Sunday morning and did half the exercises, and this morning, yesterday, just went completely to pot. I slept in and I didn't have time and I was a bit all over the place, but I started off today, so I got up this morning and did the full set of exercises, and she was in the lounge with me and she did the whole set of exercise with me too, which is, it's very sweet of her, and she's very supportive, but at the end of the day I keep saying to her, you know, this exercise is designed for mummies who've had babies, not necessarily 6-year-olds who are fine, but you know, if she's doing core strengthening stuff, that's good too. And I'm not sure how much she follows of it, you know, there's all this stuff about engaging your core and engaging your abdominal muscles, and to be fair, I'm struggling with that, so I'm not sure it means anything to her, but it's nice to have the company, and you know, it, it kind of kept me going, and she says, come on, mummy, let's do it. So that's good. I like that. The next challenge is going to be when I find time to do the walking. And I'll see how that goes. I'm going to try and do that after we put the kids to bed. I did manage it last summer when I was doing the review of the Fitbug, and I was being very competitive about trying to get my steps up each day, and I did mostly manage to go out for a walk when the kids were in bed each evening just around the estate. Given that the weather is nice at the moment, I should try and kick that off again. So that's kind of the plan. The other thing that Mutu comes with is a whole load of guidance about eating, and again, it's not what I would call paleo, but it's definitely an emphasis on cooking stuff from scratch and eating food where you know its origins, and all good stuff. So again, I'm hopeful that if I start trying to do that, and again, the program is really good. They don't try and get you to change everything all at once. They say, right, start the exercise, start the walking, think about what you're eating, and maybe sort out a little bit of what you're eating, but don't necessarily change everything all at once. So I'm going to try and do that too. Now, I don't expect this is going to have an immediate effect over the next 6 months, so I think I'm going to have to be careful, but I'm hoping that I can use this... I said 6 months, didn't I? I meant 6 weeks. I'm hoping I can use this to build some habits and actually start changing my behaviour a bit, and that's a pretty good achievement, you know, and if I end up giving some money to charity, then that's good too. I had a bit of a fail yesterday after failing to do my exercise in the morning. I then got to work, and I should have not had a very big lunch. I've actually been doing Slim Fast for a little while. Again, I did it quite diligently and lost about a stone. And again, it's kind of plateaued, and I've kind of lost interest. And the whole drinking consuming a primarily liquid diet has some unpleasant side effects, which I was not wild about. And again, it's not a long-term thing, but in the short term, I thought it might help just to try and break some habits. So I actually took a milkshake to have for lunch at work yesterday. When I went downstairs in the morning to get my coffee from the canteen, they were putting this gorgeous-looking tray of homemade beef burgers under the grill ready for lunch, and I looked at those and thought, oh, I really want a beef burger. And self-control is my absolute downfall. I couldn't resist it. And my colleagues were all really good, and they said, right, we're going to go to the canteen and we're going to get salad for lunch. And I was like, I really want one of those beef burgers. So we went down for lunch, and my colleagues got their salads, and I got my beef burger, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy this beef burger. And it was really disappointing. Because we went down about 1 o'clock, the food had all been out for a while, so the beef burger was cold. And the bun was slightly hard, like it had been out for too long. So I took a mouthful of this lovely looking beef burger, and the flavour was lovely. It was sort of herby, and it tasted like it had real promise, but then it was just disappointing. And then I felt really let down that, you know, I'd sort of broken the diet on day one, as it were. I'd been naughty right away, and I didn't even feel good about the whole thing. So I'm going to remember that next time, and I'm going to tell myself that if I'm thinking about food, it probably won't taste as nice as I think it might do, so hopefully that will be an incentive. And again, hopefully over the 6 weeks I'll work out stuff that I can eat at work that fits in with healthy eating, and, you know, not take the shortcut of milkshakes, but actually eat proper food again. So I thought I'd do a quick update on that, and I'll sort of record some boos as we go through, just reporting on how I'm getting on and how I'm feeling and all that kind of stuff. So that's the start of the charity Slimathon. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.